Okay, we are holding Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph in Maseches Sukkah, the top of the page at the Mishnah and Tes Vav Amud Aleph. Tikra She'ina Lehen, She'ina Lehem Aziva. Let's say you have roofing material, meaning regular boards that you would use to put on top of your roof, except you never plastered it together. You didn't put on the shingles or whatever it is that you're going to cover those boards with. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you know what? That is a machlokas between Beisham and Beisilel. Beisham yomrim mefakpek v'notel achas mivinatayim, and Beisilel yomrim mefakpek on notel achas mivinatayim. That Beisham says you need to do two things. You need to move them around, you need to shake around the boards a little bit, and you need to remove every other board. Whereas Beisilel would say, you have options. You can either do one or the other. Either shake around the boards or remove every other board. Rameir omer, no talachas mibinatayim v'ena mefakbek. And Rameir says, no, there's only one thing to do, and the thing to do is to take out every other board and not to shake it around. So whereas Rabbi Yehuda thinks this is subject of machlokas, Bisham Beis Hillel had handled this, Rameir thinks there's no machlokas, and simply what you do is you take one out from in between and you don't shake anything. The implication of the Mishnah is that there are three shittos. There's Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Beishamai, Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Beis Hillel, and Rameir's own understanding himself without quoting either Beishamai or Beis Hillel. So that's what the implication of the Mishnah. We'll see in the Gemara that's not so poshut. So says the Gemara, Bishlam Beis Hillel. Let's try to think of the logic of each of the opinions, right? Because what are we talking about over here? We're talking about a roof that's made up of boards, and we assume that we're talking about boards that are four tefachim wide, Rashi says, because it's a roof, and that's normal housing roofing material would be boards that are four tefachim wide. So Bishlam of Beis Hillel, I understand Rabbi Yehuda's version of Beis Hillel, who says do one or the other, either mefakfek or no talachas mimenatayim. Why? Because what's the problem with such boards? Tamayim mishum tasav lamenasui. The problem is that if you just have roofing material and it was put there as roofing material and it was not put there as schach, so then it's tasav lamenasui. You never did an asiyas hasukkah. You never made the schach. So good. So even fakvek of the b'maisa. So if you loosen it and shake it a little bit, that's a maisa, and that's called making the schach. And you know talachas mivinatayim of the b'maisa. And if you take one out from every other board, that also is called the maisa. El beishamai mai tamayhu. But how do we understand Rabbi Yehuda's version of beishamai that you have to do both? Why would you have to do both? Imishum tasav lamanasui. If the concern is tasav lamanasui, b'chadasagi, you just need a maisa. So do anything, do either one of those options. And imishum gzeres tikra. And if the concern is that the boards that are more than four tefachim wide are like a roof, and that's the problem, so I understand b'not talachas mivinatayim sagi, then all you should really need to do is take out one from every other one. Why would you have to loosen it and shake the boards also? You know, if you no talachas mivinatayim, you've solved everything. So says Gemara, li'ola mishum gzeras tikra. Really, Beis Shammai's concern is one of gzeras tikra, that it looks too much like regular roofing material. V'hachi ka'amri, and Beis Shammai's shita is as follows, that afol pish even if you've loosened the boards, it's not going to be good enough to shake the boards. Meaning, you don't need to do both things. You don't need to shake the boards and be no talachas mivinatayim. You only really need to be no talachas mivinatayim. But if you thought that what you needed to do was shake the boards, so Bisham is saying you thought wrong, because shaking the boards alone doesn't solve the gzeres tikra. So frak the Gemara ihachi em seifa, but then the seifa of the Mishnah says that's exactly Rabbi Meir's shita. That Rabbi Meir omer no talachim ben time avalo yifakbek. That all you got to do is take out every other board, but there's no reason to loosen or shake any board. Rabbi Meir hainu Bishamai. Then Rabbi Meir is following exactly the shita of the Bishamai. Meaning we said when we read our Mishnah, it sounded like there were three shittos. There's Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of the Beis Hillel that you have to do one or the other. There's Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of the Beis Shammai that you have to do both. And then there is Rabbi Meir's shita that you only do no talachas mivinatayim. But now we're saying that even Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of the Beis Shammai is that you only do no talachas mivinatayim. So the Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of the Beis Shammai is exactly Rabbi Meir's shita. So could that be possible that Rabbi Meir's just passing like the Beis Shammai? So it says, no. Hachi kamar. What Rameir is saying to Rabbi Yehuda is, you think this is a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, and that Beis Shammai is the one that says that you're just no talachs in bein time? No, you're wrong, says Rameir. Lo nechloku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel b'davar zeh. There is no machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel over here. They would both agree that you're no talachas in bein time. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rameir argue about whether there is a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And the issue really is about whether boards are allowed to be used as schach, whether there's a gzeiras tikra. Meaning, it turns out, Rabbi Meir holds that he's nervous about a gzeiras tikra, and therefore the boards must be removed. And Rabbi Yehuda is not nervous about a gzeiras tikra. He doesn't think that there's any gzeira, that it's going to look like your roof. But wait a second. We just had that whole sugya of Machlok Shemer Rabbi Yehuda on Gzeres Tikra. That was the last daf. So it says more, Mai Kamash Malan, Rameir Isla Gzeres Tikra, Rabbi Yehuda, that's like Gzeres Tikra. The Chiddush of our mission is that Rameir is concerned that you use roofing material and people confuse that for a regular house. And Rabbi Yehuda has no such concern. They already argued about that. Ditanan, it's a Mishnah. We learned on Daf Yudal Raman Aleph just one daf ago. We had the Mishnah, Mesachim bin Nisarim Divra. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to use boards as schach. Rabbi Meir said, you're not allowed to use boards as schach. Why would they argue about the same thing again? The Resha, meaning the earlier mission, the one in Daf Yudalid, is talking about boards that are sanded down and smoothed out. And there's an additional gzer over there that Rameir is concerned about that is very similar to kelim. Over here, it's just straight gzeiras tikra. Says Gemara, Rav Yehuda Amrav da Amar Sicha Bechitzin Zucharim Ksheira Ben Kevus Psula. Remember, we had the discussion about using parts of an arrow for schach. So Rav Yehuda Amrav said that if you use the male part of the arrow, which are smoothed poles, that's kosher. But the female part of the arrow, which are kalim that have a base kibble, the pointy part that has a base kibble, it's pasul. Velo gazer zecharim atu nekevos, but no one made a gzera that you can't use the male part of the arrows, meaning the smoothed out poles, lest you come to use the female part of the arrows, meaning the part that has a base kibble. Hachal nami lo nigzer nesar mishubinatu kalim. So why should we make a gzera of smoothed out boards, lest you come to use kalim? So the Gemara says, okay, so that obviously doesn't work. We can't say that the difference between the two Mishnayos is that the previous Mishnah was not about Gzeiras Tikra, but about Gzeiras Kalim, and our Mishnah is about Gzeiras Tikra. No. El al karchach reisha pligi b'Gzeiras Tikra. The earlier Mishnah was also expressing a machlokas from Meir Rabbi Yehuda about Gzeiras Tikra. V'seifa pligi b'Gzeiras Tikra, and our Mishnah is also a machlokas from Meir Rabbi Yehuda about Gzeiras Tikra. V'fligi b'tati zimni lamali, and why do they argue twice about the same exact issue of Gzeiras Tikra? So the Gemara explains, Sefer Rabbi Yehuda to Karmelai the Rameir. In the Sefer, Rabbi Yehuda is telling Rameir, you know, I'm right about this whole Gzeiras Tikra thing, because Amai Kasarta Ben Asarim, what was your whole problem with these wide boards, these four Tzvachim wide boards? Mishum Gzeiras Tikra? What, you think it's a problem with Gzeiras Tikra? You should know there was such a shita that held of Gzeiras Tikra in earlier generations. Guess who that shita was? It was Beis Shammai. We never paskin like Beis Shammai. That's Rabbi Yehuda, meaning our mission is the continuation of the conversation. That Rabbi Meir says, I'm concerned about Gzeiras Tikra. Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm not. And Rabbi Yehuda says, in our mission, I'll tell you why I'm not concerned about it. Because the whole concern of Gzeiras Tikra is something that you didn't just think of now. It's been thought of before. And it was the shita of Beis Shammai, but we reject the sheet of Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel lo gazri. Va'amar Rameir. Rameir defends himself by saying, lo nechlu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel b'davar zeh. This was never a machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are in fact concerned for Gzeiras Tikra. This is reminiscent of what the Mishnah says in Masechet Nidyos. The Mishnah tells us in Nidyos, why is it that we mention a shita in Mishnayos when we reject the halacha? Why would we bring the Divrei HaYachid against the Divrei HaMerubim, against the majority opinion? We just bring the opinion that we paskin like. So the Mishnah says, because one day in a later generation, someone's going to come up with a chap. Someone's going to say, oh, I thought of something. that no one's ever thought of before, and why aren't we concerned about this idea? And we'll be able to say, oh, don't worry, you're not the first person to think of that. Someone has thought of that already, but it's been rejected, the halacha. It's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda is trying to do to Rabbi Meir over here. Says Gemara, wait, this whole discussion about Gezeiras Tikra assumes that the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is on boards that are more than four tefachim wide. Yet that was Rav's understanding of the machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Hanich l'Rav dar machlokes b'sheish ben arba'a. Rabbi Meir is like Gezeiras Tikra, Rabbi Yehuda less like Gezeiras Tikra. Yeah, that works if you assume that the machlokes is on boards that are more than four tefachim wide, but boards that are less than four tefachim wide, everyone holds his kasher. El l'shmuel damar b'shein ben arba machlokes. But according to Shmuel, who held that boards that are between three and four tefachim is where there's a machlokes, aval yesh ben arba divrei kol psula, but boards that are four tefachim wide are definitely possible, seifa b'may pligi. Then what are they arguing about in the second Mishnah? Meaning Rabbi Yehuda agrees that boards that are more than four tefachim wide are possible. So why in the world would he say that all you need to do is loosen them? You loosen them, you know, you're still going to have boards that are four tefachim wide, and that's a problem. So Gemara explains, "Bebitulei tikra kamiflagi." No, it could be that you could take away the status, the puzzle status of boards that are four tefachim wide by doing something to demonstrate that you don't want to use it as a roof. So maybe shaking it, loosening it shows, look, I'm not using this as roofing material. So Mar Savra Bata Bahachi, Rabbi Yehuda holds that works, and therefore that can kasher your four tefach wide boards. Umar Savra Bahachi Lo Bata, and Rabbi Meir says, no, it doesn't work. What you're still left with is four tefach wide boards, and therefore it's not going to work. It's still going to be a Okay, we'll stop there because we're at a Mishnah, so next time we'll pick up at the Mishnah on Tesvav Amud Aleph.